22 minutes past seven. And it is time for us to turn to our next conversation. It's an introduction for you to another ward councillor. Very excited to welcome to the show, Thando Tyalana. Thando Tyalana happens to be representing the ANC for Ward 54. 54 seems to be one of the more hotly contested wards in this particular election. Thandi, excuse me. I keep on saying Thando. Apologies. Tyalana. It seems to be one of the most hotly contested wards. We've actually met most of the people who are contesting it. We know Nicola Joel, who happens to be your ward councillor, as is. We've met Carlos Mesquita, who is representing the Good Party. We've actually met him, but not in the context of the election, Paul Jacobson, who's running for the Freedom Front Plus. And now we meet Thandi Tyalana. A very interesting history that we have. We met ages ago. Sitting next to each other at the silo, actually, and you weren't a politician back then. You were just a very committed person to the community,
more of an inspiring philanthropist.
Very much so. It was really lovely to meet you at that point. And then, so when I heard from you saying, "Actually, I'm running," I was like, "Huh? What?" Tell us about your foray into politics.
You know what?
For honesty's sake, and when listeners know, and if you don't know, I'm not a fan of your party.
Okay.
But I'm a fan of you, and I feel that on a local front, it's more about the person than the party. So tell us about you.
Look, I honestly, you're right. I'm not a politician. I'm just a normal South African. I'm a mom, and I'm a very concerned South African citizen who was always driven by the injustice of the past, the inequality. So my first and foremost, first love is making sure that we bring young South African kids from disadvantaged communities into non-conventional sports. I've always seen myself as a boundary breaker, and I saw myself as a buffer. And I think somehow it fits into politics, given the history of our country, and particularly the Ward 54, which I feel that, you know, it has what it takes to take us back to those old values where we can build bridges between communities of Gugulethu, where I come from, and the affluent suburbs of Atlantic Seaboard. So I'm not a politician. I'm just
not
a South African.
All. And I remember
that is driven
for
by
sure.
wanting to see change in the future.
I remember this being a real area of resonance between us when we were talking.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way on Cape Talk, right?
Yeah.
But I want to know a little bit more about how you build bridges as a councillor. What would you like to bring to the people of the Atlantic Seaboard?
First of all, I'd like to bring unity. And I think unity is a very pertinent word currently in South Africa. You know, we've seen the cleansing ceremony very publicly displayed of the ANC. We've seen democracy play out. And I think the ANC now needs fresh new blood like myself, people who aren't tainted, people who are just driven by wanting to see change around them. So when President Cyril Ramaphosa delivered the manifesto.
Right.
I picked out some things that I resonated with and things that, points that I felt like were compelling for us in our ward to sort of see through. And one of the things that I talk about on my pledge is let's choose a path of unity, hard work, development, inclusivity, and shared prosperity. It will start with unity because we need to do this together. And I think I'm the perfect candidate to do that because I'm colorblind. I'm colorblind because I've had great experiences in my childhood where my mom was a domestic worker who had the most amazing bosses who let me see the world on a different view than your normal child who was going through apartheid at the time. So whenever issues arise, I feel like I have a responsibility, or at least we have a responsibility, not to see color, but want to create an enabling environment for our kids. I'm driven by...
No, don't worry about my facial expression. You just keep going. But Thandi, unity is great, and it's something that's very necessary, particularly in our ward.
The hard work, development, inclusivity, and shared prosperity.
For sure. But the areas of unity that are, the areas of disunity along which we seem to be divided at this particular time are less about color and more about class and wealth. So we've got the tent city. We've got concerns about homelessness. That's something that's really confronting our neighborhood. We've had violent acts, the burning out of a Mini Cooper last year. And it's becoming a contention between looking after properties versus looking after human beings and human living.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know where you stand, because I think that there's a dichotomy in what people care about here in Ward 54.
You know, this is actually very saddening, because I'll tell you this, is that I saw it all play out, and it saddens me because I'm not part of the affluent Sea Point. I'm one of the poor ones in Sea Point, but ones that are positive about change. It's very sad that given our history this day and age, and especially with COVID, because COVID drove us to a sad realization of the haves and the non-haves, you know, and it saddens me because you can work hard as a parent and you want to provide the best for your kids. But that child from Cams Bay needs to meet with the child from Guguletu, from Nyanga, from Mitchell's Plain, from Khayelitsha. The sad part is that, you know, in the Western Cape, it feels as if, and I'm talking about my personal experience, and I'm sure there's some people that can relate, is that the Western Cape mainly caters for the few that are affluent. Because when you look at Guguletu and Khayelitsha, and I'll give you a typical example. In Sea Point, you know, the dynamics are you have your affluent, and then you have the little black domestic worker community that has been shoved into a little corners. They've lived in these storerooms that are small. They've been, you know, separated from their families. And even if their kids come, they need to be hidden. They can't spend time with their husbands, you know. So a whole lot of, it's a very sad history. And I think this is a great opportunity. I mean, we've seen, you know, smaller little organizations like your Reclaim the Cities fighting in that very area. Mm. And what saddens me about it is that, you know, right in the doorstep of the V&A waterfront is a community, an informal community. Mind you, informal settlement is not peculiar in the country, in the history of South Africa. Mm. Most communities here are built from shacks. It would be shacks first, and then it would be houses and roads and all of that. But right at the footstep of the waterfront, we see this community of blacks and coloreds, and nobody from the affluent side has even blinked an eye and has even been concerned. But the ones that have, like the Mini Cooper that was burned, was because they were taking care of the ones that didn't have. And it's a very sad that, you know, with everything that we are going through, that people, you know, communities have not been able to want to look after each other.
I want to give some perspective on how the listeners are receiving you. So the one WhatsApp says, you know, Refila, how do we trust Tandi's words when she represents a criminal party? And I think that's a very fair question. And somebody else from Phil, because I'm hearing your sentiment and I'm hearing your beliefs and I'm hearing your values, and I appreciate that. But one thing that's very important in municipal management, of course, is action. And Phil here asks, yes, so what are our actions going to be? We are going to, I'm going to need you to give me that in 30 seconds.
Tandi's not a criminal. I've never received a tender. I'm a normal person. I do freelance work. I mainly focus on youth development, and that's my passion, and that's what I've been doing for the past, well, this started 2007, and I've just been literally off and on it for the past now 5 years I've been back.
So why not stand as an independent? 30 seconds.
Sorry?
Why not stand as an independent in 30 seconds?
The history of the ANC and the ANC has done magnificently well in transitioning this country. And I think it just needs a cleansing and a new breed of leaders. And I want to be one of them.
I think that's fair. We're going to have to leave it there. Tandi, it's actually been a really real pleasure having you in studio.
Thank you so much to the listeners. And thank you so much for the opportunity.
Of course, Tandi Kyalana.
Vote Tandi Kyalana, Ward 54. Vote for change. Because she knows what it means to be segregated, and she knows what it feels like to be isolated. The ANC is not for black people. I am here for those people that feel sidelined.
Girl, I'm here to look after you. Thank you very much, Tandi Kyalana.
So
it's a form of change. The rest of the country doesn't feel that way, but in Cape Town, voting for the ANC would be a form of change. From